This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Sophia Chu, respondent, v. William L. Nana, appellant, decided September 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. 1 Sophia Chu, no. ED19-3487. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County, v. Cause Num 2411-FC01135. William L. Nana, Honorable Peter A. Lassiter, Appellant. Filed September 16, 2025. Introduction. Appellant William Nana appeals the Circuit Court's judgment, rendering final the Court's prior order denying appellant's motion to dismiss Respondent Sophia Chu's motion to register a foreign judgment. Appellant raises 3 points on appeal challenging the validity of Respondent's motion and personal jurisdiction. We address point the second only as it is dispositive. Because respondent failed to comply with the statutory requirements for filing a verified petition, we reverse the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual and procedural background. On July 26, 2024, respondent filed an unverified motion to register a foreign judgment pursuant to the Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Judgments Law under Section 511-760-1-1. All section references are to Missouri Revised Statutes 2024. 2 Rule 74.14. 2 Respondents' motion sought to register a judgment entered by a Japanese court, dissolving the marriage between her and appellant. Respondent attached a verified copy of the judgment to her motion. Respondent did not request a summons be issued to appellant pursuant to Section 511-764. Nor was appellant ever served with the petition. However, the clerk's office mailed a notice of the foreign judgment's registration to appellant's address on July 31, 2024, pursuant to Rule 74.14. Respondent additionally filed a garnishment application on appellant's bank account, which was incorrectly served on a bank in O'Fallon, Missouri, before being served on the correct bank in O'Fallon, Illinois. Appellant subsequently filed a motion to dismiss the registration of the Japanese decree as a foreign judgment and a motion to quash the garnishment. In his motion to dismiss, appellant argued that the Japanese divorce decree was not a foreign judgment, as defined under Section 511-760.1, that respondent failed to file a properly verified petition under Section 511-763, and that he was not properly served pursuant to Section 511-760.4. On October 18, 2024, the Circuit Court denied appellant's motion to dismiss and motion to quash the garnishment, and appellant filed an interlocutory appeal seeking review of the motion to dismiss. 3. Respondent subsequently filed a motion to compel enforcement of the garnishment, a motion to compel the finalization of her benefits conferred in the Japanese divorce decree, and a motion for appellate attorney's fees. Appellant, in turn, filed a motion for entry of final judgment, and a renewed motion to quash the garnishment, arguing that the court lacked in rem jurisdiction. 2 all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2024. 3 we take judicial notice of our own records in appeal number ED113078 concerning the interlocutory appeal filed by appellant. Abram v. Titlemax of Missouri Inc. 684 SW3D 74 86 Motors App ED 2023. This court may take judicial notice of records from other related proceedings involving the same parties upon the court's own motion. Citing Ruff, Spiquet, Conster, Incars, 669 SW3D 701 707 N3, Moapall, ED 2023. 3 over the Illinois bank account. A hearing on the parties' motions was held on February 28, 2025. On April 11, 2025, the Circuit Court issued its order and judgment declaring the October 18, 2024, order as a final judgment for purposes of appeal. The Circuit Court further granted appellant's renewed motion to quash the garnishment, denied respondent's motion for attorney's fees pending appeal, and granted respondent's motion to compel in part and ordered respondent to comply with the court's prior judgment regarding pensions and retirements. This appeal follows. Standard of review. A Circuit Court's decision to register a foreign judgment under Rule 74.14 is a legal conclusion, which we review de novo. Smith v. DeLeon, 526 SW3D 370, 373, Moap ED 2017, citing the Cattle Commodus, Inca v. Hubbard, 329 SW3D 706, 709, Moap at SD 2010. Discussion appellant raises 3 points on appeal. In his first point on appeal, appellant argues that the circuit court erred in denying his motion to dismiss the registration of the Japanese divorce decree because the circuit court lacked statutory authority under the Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Judgments Law to register the decree, in that it was a judgment of another country and therefore not with